Hey man, we haven't done news in a while.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Yeah. So why don't we do some news?
Why not?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're the Marketing Geeks, and here's the news update.
Marketing Geeks.
All right. Welcome to Marketing Geeks news update. I haven't done any news mostly because I haven't left the house in like, what is it, six years?
Yeah, it's been about 6 years. I think we haven't done news too because, from a mental health standpoint, avoiding the news is much healthier for the brain. I will tell you that I had not looked at the news for like 3 or 4 days, and I looked at it yesterday, and my stress levels they spiked instantly. It was quite a.
I wish I had your fortitude to not look at the news, but I guess it's like watching a slow motion car wreck. I just want to see it, even though I can't avert my eyes. It's
It's not that slow motion anymore either.
No, it is not. We're only 6 months into this year. I still have zombie apocalypse on my apocalypse bingo card, and so that could still happen. Murder Gators was also like
Murder Gators. Yeah, we had murder hornets, but not murder gators.
meth Gators. I'm not kidding. This is actually a real story that I read before we get into the news. But they have found that in some of the Everglades, they think that the gators are getting more aggressive because of all the meth that's being flushed down the toilet when people take it and then pee. Because when you pee meth, it actually still contains a lot of the meth. So now we've got methed up gators. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, it makes perfect sense. I mean, yeah, why not? Why not in 2020 have methed up gators be a serious threat? I mean, I will say that the only thing that we've avoided so far, because I followed this, is the locusts. There is a huge, huge plague of locusts that are in Africa and in the Middle East right now. I mean, we're talking billions, billions of locusts. And if you go watch some of these videos, it is scary. They're like clouds of locusts that are flying around. I mean, they're going to be destroying crops like nothing. And they have not made it across the ocean yet. But I'm not sure they won't. I'm not going to say they won't make it across. I just, so far, they have not.
Well, don't tempt fate, man, because we're like we just said, we still got 6 months left of this incredible first year of the decade, even though it's already felt like a decade. But before we go any further, gotta mention that we have been nominated for the Podcast Awards.
That's right. The podcast awards. Let me just say something about this. So we are on the list for the podcast awards, but we need you, the listeners, to help nominate us to make the finalists. Because we want to make the finalists for those awards. And then ultimately, of course, we want to be the winners. But we need you, the listeners. We need your help.
So if four of our seven listeners do this, then we still won't win, but at least we'll have four votes. So
And I told you, Andres, that one of we have a new listener, which means that we may have lost another listener in the process.
It happens.
But my mom has been a listener of a lot of these recent shows.
Oh, man.
So mom, if you're listening, please nominate us on podcastawards.com. Thank you.
And also, I apologize for my bad behavior on the show. So your mom's great. So hi, mom. Glad. Thank you for listening. So there's going to be a link down below. Please nominate us. Please, please, please. That would be so awesome. And yeah, let's get to the news. What do you say?
Let's do it.
What do you got for me?
Well, let's kick it off with a story on Twitter. This is a story that comes from The Verge. It says that Twitter is working on a new subscription platform. Based on a job listing that leaked out, apparently the mysterious new Twitter subscription team is codenamed Gryphon, Gryphon. And it seems like this is going to be for power users of Twitter, where it's going to be like advanced analytics. So people that want to like really grow their following and do this, it kind of makes sense because a lot of people that are power users are already paying for this through third-party tools. So I think this is smart on Twitter's part as another means of monetization because they are not very profitable as a company. They continue to kind of grow user base year over year, but they're unlike Facebook, they're not generating a huge profits. So not to say that they won't, because I think that they are a platform that has great potential, but they're not doing it yet. So what say you on this?
You know, I got to tell you that I got into Twitter sometime back just to, you know, really see how to grow like an account. And I did, I got like, I was able to growth hack it to like 10,000 followers, 20,000 on some level. But, you know, my opinion on Twitter in general is that it's kind of like a rushing river. And if you blink, you're going to miss like something going down the river, but that's okay, because there's like a million other things coming through it. Mm-hmm. And I just, it's just another rabbit hole, man. And I know it has its uses, but I'm not a fan. I'm just not a fan.
So Twitter to me, the only real use that it has is that it's like the fastest aggregator of current news, like to the second. Like if you want to find like what's happening to the second, it's a useful tool. Like when we were in California here, we had wildfires. It was a useful tool to get wildfire updates like to the second versus like news that take 30 yeah. minutes to update, 1 hour, et cetera. So those kind of things have practical uses. When you're talking about conversational threads on Twitter, the biggest problem with Twitter is that they do not have any sort of process for validating your identity, and people that are operating under fake identities or avatars tend to be the worst version of themselves.
Yeah.
And they tend to say things they would never say face to face in person. And that's my only problem with Twitter, is I'd like to see them bring in some sort of a validation feature so that we could get away from some of that trolling. That's the only reason that they're trolling, is because they're anonymous. Because I think when you tie somebody's identity to these things, that goes down a bit. And I think our culture as a whole could use less of that.
Well, obviously you don't spend a lot of time on Reddit.
I don't spend as much time as you. I spend some time on Reddit though. I don't fully not use it. Yeah, so let me do one more story and then I'll let you give yours here. But yeah. From Wired now, deepfakes. We all love deepfakes, don't we?
They're my favorite.
Deepfakes are becoming the hot new corporate training tool, according to Wired magazine. Coronavirus restrictions make it harder and more expensive to shoot videos, so more companies are turning to synthetic media instead. And according to this article that I was reading, there's a new company that is taking existing training videos. They're using deepfake technology and they are personalizing them. The company's called Synthesia, not quite Synesthesia, but Synthesia. And so they're going to have like personalized corporate training, and I'm sure like sexual harassment videos.
Yeah, sexual harassment is wrong, Justin Womack.
Yes, video. Yes, okay. It does land. It does land a lot deeper when the video says your name.
Yeah, especially when you've been me too'd by a deepfake. That would. That's. Oh man, this is a weird future.
But I think the other use is for multiple languages, which makes the most sense to me. But the personalization aspect is interesting. But it is kind of funny too how it's gonna. It's going to be an awkward, kind of a weird experience in the beginning anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you know, it's a weird world when we can't trust like information. It's just, I don't know, man, maybe that's why I'm now starting to grow like a, you know, like a huge beard, like ZZ Top.
Yeah.
And just eat my toenails all day long, because what else?
Just make sure to grow them long so that they, there's more of them.
I do, and less for the meth gators. Mm, yeah. So, yeah. So, okay. Well, groovy. Deepfakes for business. I mean, sure. Why not?
I got a few more here, but what do you got?
What I got is LinkedIn. We always like when LinkedIn adds a new feature. So we tell you about it here first. LinkedIn adds a new feature to its user profiles that gives you 10 seconds of audio to tell other people how to pronounce your name. Mm. So if you see the little speaker, you can actually hear how someone pronounces their name. So if you hit mine, it'll probably say something like Captain Donkey Penis. And then.
Yeah, I like that. And then Captain Donkey Penis could be inserted in
Mr. donkey penis to you, sir.
Could be inserted into one of those corporate training videos, and then that will seriously land the sexual harassment message for you.
Well, as I've said recently on this program, I now say any dumb, stupid thing that comes to my mind, because if a deep fake comes out, I'll just be like, there's a possibility I said that. that could be me. I don't know.
More probable than not.
Yeah. Like I don't know what was happening at the time, but 50-50, you know?
Well, according to TechCrunch, Tinder, the popular dating, do I call it dating? The popular hookup app is now testing video chat in select markets, including the United States. And Tinder will have video chat. So I guess this, we're getting back to this idea that it's harder to hide behind your headshots, maybe, because you know how you have these Hollywood headshots where everybody looks a little bit better than they really look. But on, if you have to do a video chat, it's going to be a little bit more personal. So maybe that'll be a new challenge for the online dating world.
Either that, or it's just going to make dick pics a whole, you know, movie now. You get to see what's actually there. So congratulations, ladies. You are you now get to be harassed
in a whole new way. The whole new world.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I'm actually fairly glad that I don't have to do that anymore. But you know what? I met my wife on Tinder. So, you know, the technology worked for me. Congratulations.
Amazing. Well, I met my wife on match.com. So, but I was back like before Tinder was even in existence. So it's been a while, but we both met our wives online. Interesting.
Yeah. 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 A lot of relationships are. So good for them. Yeah. Here's a blast from the past. For those of you who are old people like myself, we used to do something called read a newspaper. Mm. And a newspaper was like the internet, except it was printed and there wasn't as much. And there was always a section within the newspaper called the funny section. And that was always my favorite section. But in that funny section, there was a guy named Gary Larson who had a comic called The Far Side. And it was by far the most intelligent, funny thing ever. You can still find books and calendars with Gary Larson's reprinted cartoons. But after 25 years, he came out of retirement and has posted a few new cartoons. So,
And that's the best news of 2020 right there. There it is. It's all downhill from here, folks.
I think that if somebody can make me smile in this madness, then yay for Gary Larson. Thank you.
Yeah,
we need a good laugh, and I'm not talking about me looking in the mirror. So,
I got one more here. Reddit, the community on Reddit has created a plan to make police data open source. So the Police Data Accessibility Project aims to request, download, clean, and standardize public records that right now are overly difficult to find, especially across state lines, across county lines. This I actually am 100% behind. I think that having a communal source where people are able to access everything for journalists. It's just kind of ridiculous that we have a like all this data just doesn't cross state lines as it is. I mean, we're in the internet era. I think it's time that our state computers start communicating with each other. And this is good for, I mean, this is good for things where people commit serious crimes and then go across states. And then they're, you know, I mean, that's how, I think our technology has changed since then, but this is how like Ted Bundy got away for so long, was the states didn't talk to each other.
You know, we got to find out like if there's police abuse, and because what happens is a policeman will be, you know, maybe he'll get fired from a police department and then just go to another police department and start up again. I mean, I think that for crime is one thing, but I also think that any records of police abuse or you know, any time that the cops are out of line, there needs to be a public record of that. And the other thing that I feel needs to definitely happen, this is just my opinion, but I think that police should be licensed like an airline pilot. right? You have someone's lives in your hands. Literally, you're carrying a deadly weapon. You can use excessive force. You need a license for that. And if you fuck up, that license should be taken away. Hey, that's it.
I think that's reasonable. And to that point, I was watching an interview not too long ago with a police officer that was talking about that very thing, where he was saying one of the big problems is when they hire new police officers is that they can't access those records. They can't access the records. Like if they were fired with cause because of complaints or racial complaints, or they had a history of this, it's not easy information for the department in a different state to access. And that's a problem because that's one of the, that's one of the big problems is if they're able to just move to a different state and then kind of erase all of that, all those records, that's not what we want to happen. So I do think this is an important step. And I do like your idea of licensing, because I mean, that's a serious position that should have, it should have very high standards and perhaps some sort of continuing education, continuing licensing. I mean, there needs to be accountability. And I'm okay with the fact that if you make a mistake, that you don't, depending on the severity of it, perhaps it does or doesn't end up in prison time, but you definitely aren't coming back to the force if you've made that mistake. That's just how it is in life. Like if people make mistakes in certain fields, there's no coming back from it. And that's
the reality. Also, and this goes into like the defund the police movement, which, you know, when people say that, it's like, what? So you're not going to have police? And it's not that. It's that the police have an enormous budget and they're buying like army gear, which is, you know, ridiculous. And what should happen is if some guy is, you know, methed out and in the middle of the street without his clothes, don't call the cops. You know, you call somebody like mental health professionals who can deal with that. In fact, here in the Netherlands, they have kind of this like half police where it's not quite the police, but if there's like a domestic issue or, you know, something is going on where the kids are, you know, shooting firecrackers off in the park or whatever, you call these guys and they're more of like the low key. They handle things in the community. And the cops here are so well trained, man. First, few months I was here, I lived in this really busy area and I heard this guy kind of howling at night. Aah! Aah! And I looked out my window and I saw this guy and he was just leaning against the wall and he was obviously like wasted. And just at that moment, the cops pulled up. And he kind of like realized, oh, I fucked up. And he like jumped up and the cops came and literally put their arms around him, handed him his shoe and just said, hey, buddy, why don't you come with us and just sleep it off? And they escorted him into the police vehicle and just like calmly took him away so he could like sleep it off. They de-escalated the situation so well. I've seen this a number of times. And you know, we don't have deadly shootings here. It's just what happens. So
yeah, I think I'm not exactly sure where I stand on this because I don't have all the information, but I do know that police are being asked to do too much. And I do know that police don't have mental health training. They don't have addiction training really to a high degree. And like asking them to deal with these like situations with drug abuse and with domestic violence sometimes and with
it's not fair to them.
It's really not fair to them. And I mean, sometimes, you know, it may be important for them to have a gun, but I'd say 90%+ of the time, it's not important necessarily to be armed in those situations. And I mean, again, this comes back to your like my bigger thing, I think, with most of this is this idea of licensing. I actually like what you said there, because I think that there are a handful of problem officers, and I don't think they're all like this, but I know that there are some like this that are very they trip on the power that they have, and the fact that they carry a gun gives them extra power. That's the kind of thing that I think escalates situations out of control that I find to be very problematic and worrisome.
Yeah, but
I'd like to see stronger regulations to prevent that.
Absolutely. And there is absolutely systematic racism within police culture. And I know this. I had a really good friend living with me for a while when I was living in Hollywood. And he went out one night to get something from his car and he didn't come back. And I was like, what happened? And he came back like 2 hours later and he was like, yeah, you didn't see me out there. The cops basically, I was in my car and they stopped me and they took apart my car, like took it apart. And I've never had that happen, but like hanging out with him, you really like if you don't think that there's systematic racism within the police force, you don't have black friends or Muslim friends. Like you don't, because if you really hung out with people who are like, you know, people of color, you will see it firsthand, and it's terrifying. And so, you know, that lady who called the police on the guy bird watching in Central Park, she's going to get prosecuted now, which I think absolutely she should, because if a white person calls the cops on a black person who's just minding their own business, there's a potential for that person to get killed. And that's not a joke. So, I think white privilege is a thing. I've experienced it myself, and that's not great.
Well, that video that you're talking about is terrible. That is just, yeah. I mean, that's like the worst of people right there. I mean, he's calmly asking her to walk her dog on a leash because it's in a section where it's required to have your dog on a leash. And she's screaming, she calls the cops, and then she's screaming that her life is in danger and the guy's doing nothing. And it's like, that's like the worst of humanity right there.
Well, karma being what it is, she did lose her job. I think she lost her place. Her life is completely ruined.
And now she's being charged. Well, I'm not sure she's charged with a hate crime, or she's just charged with falsifying a police report or what?
Falsifying a police report.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And, you know, who knows what will happen. But, man, I find it so funny when people like post racist shit on Facebook, then they get fired and they're like, but I'm not even a racist. It's like, what do you think racism is, you dummy? Like, you know, I like that people are getting called out now, you know? So, I'm fine with it. If I get called out and I deserve it, you know, by all means, you know?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it? Do you want to call me out for anything?
I don't know what to call you out on. I don't really have, you know, I'm not really sure what to call you out on, buddy.
Oh, well.
You've done so well.
I have. And I feel very lucky, very blessed. And it's because of our 7 listeners and people like you, Justin.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
So
what else you got? Yeah. Tech stories here. You want to talk about
got one more. You know about this Facebook ad boycott that's happening? You heard about that?
Oh, the Facebook ad boycott. Yes, I know a little bit about it. I don't know a lot about it. I don't know the origins of it. I know that there is a growing boycott to fight hate speech, I believe, is the cause behind it.
Yeah.
And I know Coca-Cola is on board. I don't know exactly who the other advertisers are. But Coca-Cola is probably the biggest company that I heard in that mix. But there's a lot
That's so ridiculous, because they don't even advertise that much on Facebook. I mean, it's, you know, it's kind of like Marketing Geeks has decided we're not going to advertise on Facebook now. Guess what?
We spent $200 last year.
Yeah. So, I think that, good that they're making a stand. Hopefully it catches on. But nearly 70% of people asked were unaware that there was a boycott or had not formulated an opinion to the Stop Hate for Profit campaign.
So it is Stop Hate for Profit. So who started it?
I'm not sure who started it, but it was just basically kind of a viral sort of thing. I'm sure somebody started it somewhere, but the people who are most into understanding the boycott and participating are Gen Zs. But I don't think Gen Zers, you really use Facebook too much anymore.
Yeah, that's actually an interesting point. I did see that from this boycott, there was a meeting that took place between Facebook, the ADL, the NAACP, and a few other organizations like that. And according to the reports that I've read, it did not go so well.
Yeah.
So I don't think they've come to any sort of resolution.
Yeah, if you boil down the meeting down to its bare essence, it probably went something like this. We want you to stop propagating hate speech and do something about your fucking platform. Mark Zuckerberg. I don't think that's a good idea. Blink, blink. That was probably it.
Right. Yep.
So anyway, so good for you, Gen Z. And if you still have a Facebook profile, please kill it. I have one, but I don't ever go on it. I'm fine.
Speaking
with that.
Of Facebook and Gen Z, let's talk about the other Gen Z platform, TikTok. So TikTok has been in the news for different controversies. So they have been shut down. India has shut down TikTok. And my understanding is, I guess there's a couple factors at play here, but the one that's like publicly talked about is that China has been mining data at like a severe rate from the TikTok platform, probably in the US also. And they're basically building like huge databases from US data. And I have not validated any of this. So this is just what I'm kind of hearing and seeing. And I think that it had a lot to do with why India pulled out. And I read somewhere that the US government is actually having talks considering doing the same thing. I don't know if that will happen or not. So, I mean, have you looked more into this than me? I'm just kind of going off of like rumors here. So this is not based in a lot of research what I'm talking about. So,
yeah, I mean, India, I think they actually did ban TikTok, and partly because they've been having skirmishes with the Chinese. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, there was like this skirmish on the Chinese India border, and I think it was like 20 people died, and they were like troops on either side, and it was in the snow. But the thing is that nobody shot at anyone. There was no guns involved. Like, people literally, like, it was like an old school brawl between the Indians and the Chinese. I don't mean to laugh at that. It's just kind of ridiculous.
So I just pulled up a CNN article here for the US here. It says that this is from yesterday, so from July 7th, is that the United States is looking at banning Chinese social media app TikTok, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. So he suggested the move on an interview with Laura Ingraham on Fox News. Pompeo was asked whether the U.S. would consider the ban. And with respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones, I can assure you the U.S. will get this one right. And so I guess the United States version of this is the fear that they're mining data from everybody. So the government at some level is discussing this. Yes.
Yeah, and just for those listeners, I actually just deleted my TikTok account completely and took it off my phone, because if you are using TikTok, it is basically a Chinese data mining tool. So everything that's on your phone mostly is going directly to servers in China. So yeah, that's fine if you don't care about that. But personally,
but that's not just like your TikTok data. That's like your phone data. That's like your photos. That's like your email, like
your location. Yeah. And it's always running in the background. And, that's not good, man. I mean, actually, one of the things that I also find very interesting is that China just passed a law that says that speaking against China anywhere in the world is against the law now. Mm-hmm. So if you even speak ill of China and their practices anywhere, you could be in trouble. So with that, the last thing I have to say, China, if you're listening, I got two words for you, and they ain't happy birthday.
Love it.
Take that.
Love it.
And I'm not coming to visit you guys during my vacation forever.
Now, so what about the world of entertainment news? I have seen the movie theaters. There was that big movie Tenet, the Christopher Nolan, the director of The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises, Inception, all those cool movies. He was going to be releasing Tenet, his newest one, in early July. They've postponed it multiple times now. I imagine that I believe it's still on the slate for the end of July, but I highly doubt that's going to happen, because I don't think movie theaters are even cleared to open by the state governments. And so I think that 2020 is a lost year for the Hollywood box office, and the ramifications of this will be quite interesting to see in the coming couple years. Because this is going to cripple studios.
In fact, they just released the new Tom Hanks film directly on iTunes for streaming, because they don't even know when anything's going to open again.
Yeah, they've done several of that. But the thing is, they're not going to release a movie like Tenet like that, because that movie's filmed on IMAX cameras. It's designed for a theatrical experience. I doubt they're going to go straight to video on that. They might delay it as long as they need to. But then,
and Chris Nolan has never made a bad film. In fact, if Chris Nolan made a film in IMAX called Chris Nolan Eats Breakfast, and just for 2 hours he's eating breakfast. I would so watch that because I'm sure it'd be great.
You know, what's interesting here is that James Cameron, Avatar 2, is scheduled for December 2021, so about 18 mm-hmm. months from now. He's at a spot where there's a chance that we could see Avatar 2 become the highest grossing film of all time again because of the circumstances are going to favor that to happen. Some of this stuff, I mean, maybe he's behind a lot of this. I mean, nobody's mentioned James Cameron. I've heard Bill Gates being accused, but James Cameron might be behind this to make Avatar 2 the highest grossing film of all time.
Could be. Well, they've also pushed back the Halloween sequels. The Candyman reboot has been pushed back. And I've also read that a lot of studios are in full swing production with a lot of animated films. So we are going to actually see some adult-oriented animated films, more kids movies.
Maybe some deepfakes?
Maybe some deepfakes.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We can make deepfake movies now since nobody can actually film anything. So maybe that's the answer.
It is. There's an answer to anything, to everything. What are you geeky about right now before we go?
Well, I mean, I think Twilight Zone season 2, I've been diving into that. I got 8 episodes down, 2 to go. I've been enjoying it. It's some episodes are better than others, but that show's pretty decent. I quite like it. I'm very excited to get into Dark season 3. I need to figure out a way to recap Dark season 1 and number 2 without having to watch the entire thing again, because that's like 16 hours of time I just don't have to dedicate to that right now. And there's that show is very, very complex. So that's one of the problems is I chose to watch season 1 and 2 last year. I should have waited until the whole thing was done. So the season 3 is the end of the entire show. So if you have not started watching it, now is a good time because you can watch all 3 seasons and you're done. That's it. There's no more coming. Nice. So it's all.
I still see 2 and 3, seasons 2 and 3. Umbrella Academy is coming up. So
that's right. Yeah. There was something else coming out too. No, I guess that was it. Umbrella Academy. That was the other one. And then Dark. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Super, super excited to see that. And, again, can't recommend The Boys, enough. That was really good. And Fleabag on Amazon. So
there you go. Anything else? Any sleepers? Have you watched Westworld season 3?
I still got like 3 episodes to go on that.
On season 2 or 3?
On season 3. Okay. It's okay. It's,
See, my problem with season 3 from, I haven't watched it yet, from a surface level was that the entire show, it's like a different show now. I mean, like, it's, I can't really talk about this without spoiling it so much. But it's like,
the first 2 seasons are in Westworld. The 3rd season is not in Westworld.
So it's basically like an Android in the real world show now.
Yeah.
Versus like, it's just a different, it's the same concept, some similar characters, but it's kind of, to me, it's kind of like taking on a different direction. So as long as the writers are good, it doesn't mean it's going to be a problem, but it's just like a whole different show.
Ozark, if you haven't seen that, is super good.
Cool. Ozark, I got to catch up on Ozark. Cool. I got a lot of homework to do and not a lot of time to do it. So I got to figure this out.
I know. Well, get to it, man.
And then somehow I have to do work also. There's that marketing work. All that too.
Oh, yeah.
Some of that working stuff. Yeah.
That's right. Well, with that, we are the Marketing Geeks. This is the news update, and we are out.
Stay classy.
Marketing Geeks, come on, bring your friends. We'll learn marketing from distant lands. Andrew Sturgeon and Justin Womack. The fun will never end. It's Marketing Geeks.
Marketing Geeks.